Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the 13th day in the 9th month in the year of our Lord, 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. That sound, young squires, means it's a feast day, and today we celebrate the feast day of St. John Chrysostom. Chrysostom wasn't actually his last name, which was lucky for him because if it was, he probably wouldn't have been able to spell or say his own name until he was a teenager. Chrysostom is a nickname given to him after his death because the word means golden-mouthed. It wasn't because he has a lot of gold teeth, at least I assume he didn't because he was all about helping the poor. It was because he was renowned for his preaching and sermons that made the scriptures and the teachings of Jesus come alive for the people of his day. I particularly ask for St. John's intercession because I too want to be able to teach people like yourselves the faith, using analogies and stories that can make the faith exciting and clear and understandable. So today, I'm going to say a prayer to St. John Chrysostom. Dear St. John, Sir Roland here, you had a gift for preaching and teaching the faith. In today's episode, I need to teach all the young squires out there and their parents how to slay the green dragon of greed. You see, Topher and I are in the middle of releasing two new dragon-slaying songs each week on each of the seven deadly dragons, and this week we're releasing two songs about the green dragon of greed. And they're two of my favorite songs on the whole album, so I need this episode to be good. Many times I use the parables of Jesus, but in episode 4 on June 21st, I already did the parable about the rich fool, so I need something else. Do you have any ideas? Do a Dragons Around the House episode? Great idea. Kids love those. Thanks, St. John. All right, please pray that it's funny, memorable, and most importantly, teaches kids and parents to be generous. Amen. Okay, parents and squires, you heard it. We are doing a Dragons Around the House episode today, thanks to the intercession of St. John Chrysostom. For those of you who are new, in these episodes, I describe a common situation that might come up around your home. And then I give you some options of how you might respond to see what level of dragon slaying you can reach. Today's episode is titled, The Birthday Wish List, because me and Sir Topher's birthdays are coming up really soon. In fact, Sir Topher's birthday is tomorrow, on the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, which also happens to be Pope Leo's birthday. I'm not sure if that's a coincidence or if it means that Topher will be Pope someday. Who knows? I hope everyone out there wishes Sir Topher a happy birthday and says a prayer of thanksgiving for him for producing all these episodes and creating all the cool new Dragon Slaying songs for us. His email is media@extraordinarymission.com if anybody wants to send him a birthday wish or tell him your favorite song so far. He would love that. My birthday is not until next month, and I will not tell you the day. You'll have to figure that out yourself. I'll just say it's in the middle of the month also, and it's on a feast day of a doctor of the church. Okay. Now, on to the Dragons Around the House episode. Here is today's scenario. Your birthday is coming up. Your mom says, "Sweetheart, please write down a list of some things you'd like for your birthday so we can include a wish list with the invitations." You sit down with your pencil and paper, and this is where the green dragon of greed becomes an elephant on your shoulder. What kind of list will you make? Let's look at some possible choices. Option A. You decide to shoot for the moon. Your list says, "I'd like a real castle in the backyard so that I can have a place all to myself and I don't have to share a room with my brother. And I want a moat around my castle with a drawbridge. I want a pet baby dragon in my moat to attack my brother if he tries to enter. And I want 200 pounds of candy and a personal butler named Jeeves who follows me around everywhere with a silver tray of nachos." When your mom tells you this might be a little unrealistic, you stomp your foot and shout, "Fine, you don't have to get the baby dragon. An alligator will do, as long as it has sharp teeth." When she still says no, you yell, "But it's my birthday. I deserve everything I want." Slayers, this is not dragon slaying. This is dragon feeding. You've just tossed the green dragon a triple cheeseburger with extra bacon. He's bigger and scarier than ever. I award you no points. Please try harder. Option B. You scale it back a bit and decide to go for some more modern stuff. You say, "I'd like a personal supersonic jet so I can fly away from my brother as fast as possible when needed. I'd also like a 172-inch TV for my bedroom because I don't want to share it with everyone else. and I'd like 10 Lego sets that my brother asked for, not because I really want them, but because I'd like to taunt my brother with them and tell him he can't have them or play with them. Okay, these are technically possible, other than maybe possibly the supersonic jet, depending on how wealthy your friends are. But notice how your list is still all about you, you, you. You're basically saying, pile the treasure higher on my mountain of gold. And at this point, the green dragon is lying on top of your wish list, snoring happily like Smaug in his cave. You still get no dragon slaying points. Option C. Now you start to think a little more reasonably. I'd like a new wallet to keep all my birthday cash in. I'd like some headphones. I'd like a cool t-shirt with my favorite sports team on it. And I'd like a sketchbook and pencils. Much better. These are normal birthday gifts, and there's nothing wrong with wanting them. But here's the thing, you're still just thinking about yourself. You've poked the green dragon with a stick, but he's still sitting in the corner chewing bubblegum and waiting for you to mess up. You've taken a small step forward, but we're still not celebrating sainthood just yet. Option D. A new idea hits you. What if I ask for things I can share at my party? So your list looks like this. I'd like a traitor tag set to play a fun game with my friends and my siblings. I'd like a karaoke machine so we can all learn our new dragon slaying songs together and use our gifts to sing them. I'd like a popcorn machine so everyone can have popcorn at the party. And I'd like a big box of sidewalk chalk so everyone can use the chalk to draw their favorite dragons or saints at the party on the driveway. Now you're cooking. This shows you're not just thinking about yourself, but you're thinking of others. You're saying, how can I use my birthday to make everyone else smile too? At this point, the green dragon is coughing and sputtering. You've hit him with a cannonball with a trebuchet of generosity. Well done, young slayer. Or option E. And then you take it to the next level. You say, actually, Mom, instead of everyone bringing gifts for me, what if the guests bring their own favorite toy, and at the party, we'll make a green dragon pinata so that we can take turns hitting the dragon so we can see how fun it is to slay greed. We'll fill the pinata with candy and prizes for everyone, but one secret prize will be the green dragon keychain. Whoever gets that keychain to fall on their turn gets to choose which charity or children's hospital we can donate all the toys to. Slayers. You've just launched a holy fireball at the green dragon. His scales melt, his tail shrivels, and he vanishes in a puff of smoke. Up in heaven, St. Nicholas and St. Francis are giving each other high fives and fist bumps. St. Nicholas is standing up in a standing ovation, and St. Francis is shouting, "That's what I'm talking about!" This, my friends, is legendary dragon slaying. You didn't just beat the green dragon, you destroyed his entire lair. So what will you ask for your birthday wish list, young slayers? Will you demand jet skis and roller coasters and personal nacho butlers? Will you keep it simple and think only of yourself? Or will you rise to the challenge and turn your birthday into a mission of joy, fun, and generosity? Remember this, every choice you make either feeds the dragons or slays them. So don't let greed make you into a hoarder of treasure. Be a sharer of joy. That's what makes a true dragon slayer. So my challenge for you this week is to please, please, please go to dragonslayers.tv, listen to our two new Green Dragon songs, and tell us what you think. In my opinion, these are the best overall pair of songs because they're both really good. The Green Dragon Battle Cry will certainly get stuck in your head, and if you like dancing to Irish jigs on the green hills of Ireland, then One More Jewel will be your favorite song ever, guaranteed. It tells the story of my book, The Green Dragon of Greed, in a whole new way. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. Roland, thanks so much for the birthday shout out. Producing this podcast and the songs for you all has been such an honor. Thank you for listening and sending those encouraging messages. By the time you're listening to this podcast, I'll probably be out on the water sailing the seas. If the weather permits, of course. My wonderful mom did ask me what I wanted for my birthday. I hope my choice was of the dragon slaying kind. I told her that I didn't want anything specific this year, just some time out in nature and water, with family, and to enjoy a meal. I've learned that these are the best gifts. And this is nothing new. Jesus did this. Jesus would spend hours over a meal with not only his closest friends and disciples, but the brokenhearted, the sick, and the poor. I pray you young squires would seek the same joy Jesus did with those around him. Like Roland mentioned, we've got two new songs to help you slay the green dragon of greed. One is titled One More Jewel. Think Moana, but instead of crossing the ocean, we're slaying dragons. Go check it out. Until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.
In a cavern deep beneath the trees where the fire burns green on piles of fees, lay a dragon fierce with eyes aglow and a boy whose heart was pure below. He came not seeking gold or fame, but to prove his heart, not stake a claim. Yet even heroes face the snare of whispers rising in the air. One more jewel, just one more flame, one more crown to stake.